Main headline is 35,000 water meters installed in homes. And one of the people talking about this is the TUV leader, Jim Allister. Jim Allister, good morning.
Good morning.
Is my understanding is, Jim Allister, that since 2007, there has been legislation in place where water meters go into new properties. This has been ongoing ever since. It does cost a lot of money. We presume that somewhere down the line they'll be ready for water charges.
Well, isn't it significant that this dates from 2007? Because in that assembly election, all the parties lined up to compete with each other to say how vehemently they were opposed to water charging, and they repeated that in 2011. And yet, all the time, the preparations are being laid by a devolved department and arm's-length body to impose water charges, because you don't need meters if you haven't got water charging in mind. So I am commenting on the apparent contradiction, if not hypocrisy, of a devolved party, those running devolved departments, protesting their undying opposition to water charges, but all the time spending millions of pounds in installing them. For what purpose? I think one has asked that question. I think the answer has to be pretty compelling and obvious.
But is it not important to be prepared for all eventualities? Going by Sinn Féin, they will have no truck with water charges at all if we follow through their arguments in the Republic of Ireland. They seem to be totally, utterly, absolutely and completely against water charges. And if we look at what the...
can I stop you there, Frank?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who was the DRD minister from 2007 to 2011? When this investment was begun and continued.
I presume that was Conor Murphy at the time.
It was Conor Murphy. So out of one side of their mouth, they say, we'll die in a ditch over water charging, and they're, on the other hand, they are preparing, putting in the infrastructure for water charging. So I think there is some hypocrisy going on that needs to be explained.
Yeah, but let's see. He's not the Sinn Féin do not have the portfolio at the moment. And with regards to the, I suppose, evidence of the last number of months, if you follow Mary Lou McDonald's lead, they are totally against water charges. And the DUP party leader at the conference just at the weekend had a real pop at the Alliance Party. And I think he was talking mainly about East Belfast, but he said, I think something along the lines, come the election, there may be other unionists in the field, but they will only serve to divide the pro-union opposition to the flag-lowering, parade-stopping, gay-marriage-supporting, pro-water-charging, holier-than-thou Alliance Party. So that suggests to me that Peter Robinson would have nothing at all to do with water charges in the future.
Yes, in fairness, the Alliance Party has been the only party up front to say that they were up for water charging. The DUP and Sinn Féin have been the cheerleaders against water charging, yet here we have, under a DUP Sinn Féin executive, and at one point for 4 years, specifically under a Sinn Féin minister, the infrastructure being put in place, which can only be for the purpose of water charging. And year on year, they approve a budget which sets aside now what it commutes to several million pounds for the installation of water meters. So I think it only adds to the suspicion and contempt with which many of the public hold political promises made by politicians when they see that behind the scenes the preparations being made apparently for the very thing that they vow themselves to be opposed to.
But is it not good housekeeping on behalf of whoever the relevant minister is at the time to continue putting in the actual meters in case sometime in the future there is a government in place that would want to push on with water charges, or who had no alternative when it comes to fundraising other than water charges? At that time, you could look back to the Conor Murphys of this world and say, that was foresight.
Two things about that. Foresight about a policy U-turn, which they vowed they will never commit. But also, this is an apartment which is struggling for money. We have the minister telling us he can't prepare street lighting, he can't prepare potholes, but he can continue to find the money to install water meters, which the parties tell us on their policies will never be needed. Where's the sense? Where's the logic in that?
Do you believe that water charges will be introduced in 2016?
I wouldn't say 2016, but I think it's fairly clear that the situation has been softened up and the groundwork being laid for their installation at some point else if there was an irreversible opposition to water charging. They wouldn't be putting in place the infrastructure to perfect water charging.
Where do you stand on it? Where does your party stand on water charging?
I think we pay for our water in our rates, and I don't believe in paying twice for anything.
So you will be as adamant about water charges not being introduced as Sinn Féin are?
Well, I would be as adamant as anyone in saying that we already pay for our water, so why should we? Nor should we pay twice for that for the water provision that we get.
It is a vote. It is a vote loser, isn't it, to suggest that you'd be in favour of water charges? But it makes economic sense. You admitted yourself there. The Alliance Party, in fairness to them, are the only ones prepared to put their heads above the parapet and say, "Yeah, we should look at this." It does make economic sense.
Well, it makes sense only in the circumstances where you need to raise more money because you're squandering so much money elsewhere. And of course, this is an executive which excels at that, an executive which is spending £5 million in wining and dining, £5 million on spin doctors, four times the amount of money on special advisors that they spend in Wales, twice the amount they spend in Scotland, £130 million over the period of this assembly on useless north-south bodies. So yes, when you squander money to the degree and the scale that they squander it, I'm sure they are looking around for means to subsidise that squander. But if you dealt with the squander, you wouldn't need water charges.
And according to the Irish News this morning, Northern Ireland Water says it was ordered to comply. Northern Ireland Water has said it sought permission to stop fitting household water meters, but was instructed to comply. The water company asked Stormont for the installation of meters to no longer be a legal requirement at homes newly connected to public water supplies. However, a spokesman said that despite the request, it was told by the DRD to continue fitting water meters. It does read in the paper like as if they're softening us up for the inevitable.
Sounds like that to me, and I think it only adds to the public disquiet about and underscores the distrust of politicians in government in regard to what they say out of one side of their mouth while they're doing something else quite contradictory.
Okay, Jim Allister, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. It's Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV. What do you think? There is this legal requirement since 2007 for water meters to go into any property, any new property that's being connected for the first time to our water system. So the law, the rule is there now. You might say, well, it's a big deal if you keep connecting places and inevitably, if it was inevitable that sometime in the future the water was to be paid for, well, then you'd be ready to roll. However, the other side of the coin is it's costing millions to put in those meters that, according to our government, are never going to be needed. Every politician you meet tells you, with the exception of people in the Alliance Party, that, oh, absolutely not. Nothing.